With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. The critical fire weather and lousy air quality across much of Montana will last at least until the end of the week. Edward O'Brien reports.
Almost half of the state's air monitoring stations bounced between unhealthy and moderate air quality readings Monday afternoon. Libby and Thompson Falls, both directly in the path of smoke from the 1,200-acre Callahan fire burning west of Troy, are now contending with consistent, very unhealthy air quality readings. Wildfires in Oregon, Washington, California, and Idaho are churning out massive amounts of smoke, and plenty more is headed our way.
The smoke is going to continue.
Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Noble.
We're just compounding the smoke and increasing the concentrations in the valleys. Just the smoke from the west just keeps coming in.
Noble hints a, quote, light at the end of the tunnel is possible by Friday or Saturday.
There's a system coming in that's going to be moving pretty much over top of us, bringing chance for some rain, and that could help to thin the smoke in the area.
But Noble says it'll likely only be a 1 or 2 day reprieve. Smoky conditions are expected to return early next week. Critical fire weather warnings were posted Monday in central, southern, and southwest Montana, according to Kristen Sleeper with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation.
Which means that low humidities, warm temperatures, strong gusty winds, and a predicted wind shift with a cold front passing will create erratic or dangerous fire behavior that could be difficult to control.
That fire risk is compounded by the fact firefighting resources are in short supply across the nation.
Incident management teams, fire crews, engine, aircraft. And so getting the necessary resources becomes increasingly difficult due to the high demand.
Montanans are reminded that any ignition source, unattended campfires, even a single spark from dragging trailer chains could inadvertently cause a major wildfire. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Officials say the Bridger Foothills fire near Bozeman was likely caused by a holdover lightning strike. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The U.S. Forest Service, with support from the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office, on Friday announced it had completed its initial investigation into the cause of the more than 8,000-acre Bridger Foothills fire. Marna Daly is the Public Affairs Officer for the Custer Gallatin National Forest.
The initial finding is that it was lightning caused, and it was from a thunderstorm that occurred in this area at the end of August.
The fire was first reported on September 4th. Daly says sometimes lightning strikes a tree, causing it to immediately flare up. But other times
you won't have that flaring. It'll just kind of smolder within the tree or within the duff or any debris that might be on the forest floor, and it'll just smolder there.
That is, until conditions are just right.
We just happened to have those conditions on Friday, September 4th, where it was warm and dry and sunny.
Daly says the investigators came to their initial finding by analyzing weather data, looking for signs in the area where the fire was believed to have started, and interviewing people who had been nearby. They'll continue following up on any additional leads they receive before releasing a final cause. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
I'm Madeline Broom. Another effort to restore Montana Green Party candidates to the general election ballot has been denied. Associate Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan denied today an emergency request from two candidates and two Green Party voters to restore the candidates to the ballot while the case is argued in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Kagan earlier denied a request by Secretary of State Corey Stapleton for an emergency injunction to block a Montana Supreme Court ruling. That ruling upheld a lower court decision allowing about 560 people to remove their names from petitions that qualified the Green Party for the ballot, leaving them without enough signatures. A multi-year effort to open a Montana copper mine has begun with construction work at the Black Butte Copper Project. The Independent Record reported the State Department of Environmental Quality issued a mining permit last month for the first phase of work. The permit allows Sandfire Resources America to build roads and construct a reservoir. The company continues to apply for permits to tunnel underground and eventually mine and process copper-rich ore. Mine opponents filed a lawsuit in June challenging the state's decision to permit the mine and questioning whether environmental analysis fully analyzed the risks. Vice President Mike Pence headlined a campaign rally in South Central Montana this afternoon as Republicans in the state seek to take back the governor's mansion and retain seats in the U.S. House and Senate. Pence appeared at the Big Yellow Barn, a venue in Belgrade, Montana, just west of Bozeman. On Friday, Pence canceled his plans to attend a Montana fundraiser for the Trump campaign following revelations that the event's hosts have expressed support for the QAnon conspiracy theory. The Trump campaign tells the Associated Press that Pence's schedule has changed, but the campaign isn't giving a reason why the fundraiser plans were canceled or whether it will be held at a later time. The AP reported on Wednesday that fundraiser hosts had shared QAnon memes and retweeted posts from QAnon accounts. For Montana News, I'm Madeline Broome.